For nearly 50 years, La République du Cameroun has failed to observe the special status of Southern Cameroon, which was never part of its territory at independence. And anyone talking about Southern Cameroon is arrested and charged for secession. And the position of Southern Cameroonians is that you cannot have secession unless you had first been part of a corporate territory, as it happened in the case of Nigeria, for example, when Eastern Nigeria threatened to break away from the Federal Republic. They had been one country at independence, so that was an act of secession. In the case of Southern Cameroon and La République du Cameroun, Southern Cameroon was never part of La République du Cameroon when that territory gained independence.
Mr. Litumbe, you have been fighting for independence for Southern Cameroon. I'm just simply asking then, do you think this is attainable?
Yes, it is attainable because the people of Southern Cameroon cited La République du Cameroon before the African Commission. And this occurred in 2003. 6 years later, in 2009, a decision was rendered and that stated that La République du Cameroun should enter into constructive dialogue with the people of Southern Cameroon with a view to resolving constitutional and other grievances. And they gave a period of 6 months when the parties should get together under the auspices of the commission. La République is stated to have applied for an additional 6 months, making 1 year, both of which periods expired in June this year. So we are waiting to see if La République is amenable to the discipline of the international community by entering into constructive dialogue.
So what do you think is holding you or the people of Southern Cameroon from departing from the Republic of Cameroon?
The territory of Southern Cameroon is under siege. The army, the police force, and the gendarmerie are all in the hands of La République du Cameroun. Indeed, even the divisional officers and senior divisional officers in Southern Cameroon, 90% of them are from La République du Cameroun. Independence by joining, as defined by the United Nations, was a power-sharing arrangement that has been denied the people of Southern Cameroon. La République claims that the Southern Cameroons joined them on 1st of October 1961 via a federation. That is not true at all. La République just amended its constitution on 1st of September 1961 when Southern Cameroon was still a British Trust territory and declared there that come 1st of October 1961 they would enlarge their territorial boundaries to include Southern Cameroon. Now, being a British Trust territory, the British administration did not participate in the law which was being passed in Parliament of La République du Cameroun. So it was an annexationist law that the moment Britain left without surrendering power to the functional government in West Cameroon, La République just moved over its forces and have been in occupation ever since.
There's presidential election coming up in Cameroon next year, and the liberation struggle of Southern Cameroon has always asked the people of Southern Cameroon not to participate in previous presidential elections. Do you think you will participate in the upcoming elections?
Well, that remains to be seen. We are waiting for the constructive dialogue recommended by the African Union between Southern Cameroon and La République. We would prefer to solve our differences amicably in accordance with the provisions of the United Nations. And we will proceed to apply to be granted independence in our own right in accordance with the provisions of the UN Charter. Because although we are alleged to have joined La République du Cameroun on 1st of October 1961, there is no treaty of the Union. We are two separate people. It is a sort of political cohabitation, and we have challenged La République du Cameroun that if you are accusing the woman in your house of divorce, you must have in your pocket a marriage certificate that produces any instrument acceptable under international law to prove that we ever joined. Otherwise, you are exercising colonialism, which has been condemned by the United Nations by denying the people of Southern Cameroon their sovereign right to independence.